for the Lord God Almighty is. Yes, raise your voice and say,
hallelujah.
Sing.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Prayer Spiritual Sessions with Sister Poochie, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. And we're here, and I want to thank the great I Am and my Lord and Savior Christ for lifting my body up to allow me to come to you once again as we think about and talk about today prayer. That's the name of the show. And we're going to be reading from Matthew's, the sixth chapter, the fifth. Oh, we are going to go all the way to the 14th verse. It is so important if we, you know, God tells us to pray without ceasing. It says that, you know, that is the communication system between us and the Father, is to go through the Son in prayer and to grant our petitions. But it's so important that we know how to pray, that we make sure that our prayers are acceptable to God. So if we start, it reads simply as this: and when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. But do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how we should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, then your Father will not forgive your sins. Everyone, this is the one and true prayer. This is what Jesus said that we should be praying and how we should be praying. And when they're talking about, you know, going out on the street corners or standing in a synagogue, it's just, you know, how a lot of people are afraid to pray because they say, I don't know what to say. I don't know the right words. I don't know this. And God is not looking for all of this pageantry when it comes to prayer. He's not looking for you to do this in front of people in order for you to then get the glory for the prayer. He wants him to get the glory. And for him to get the glory, he says, do it in secret. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. You know, when you give, don't let others know what you're doing. Even when you give to the needy, don't announce it. Just do it. And so God is saying that in prayer as well. We do not have to try to come up with these lofty prayers that go on and on forever. When God is saying, I already know. My child, I already know. Okay, that's the verse I want you to read, meditate on, pray about, pray, since part of the verse is pray, and then keep doing it without ceasing and see if God doesn't give you the desires of your heart. All right, everybody, we're going to keep rolling on with the show. First up on the mic is Break Free by Project Oasis, and here we go.
Fall, winter, But then spring brings in new life again. The four seasons, which be the one you settle in? Look, no settling for sin in this drought. Boy, that's treason. The Israelites wandered through that desert 40 years for a reason. Even Adam and Eve, when tempted and deceived by that serpent that the tree did eat, and was incited into enlightenment. Consequence, the fall, evicted out of Eden. But Adam events couldn't prevent the one who interceded. Though coldly mistreated, the sweet blood was pleaded to cover the deep-seated depravity of humanity. Vanity of vanities, the life without God. Jesus Christ the Lord, see, I know this life is hard. Snakes up in your yard, even in the winter, they below the surface like some sharks. Hard to make the part like a nappy head, but instead of trying to shoot them dead, give them bread and give them shed. And on his head, you would tread like a sled. That being said, we made it through the darkest night. Blossom like a butterfly, take flight with the right's liberation.
All right, that was Project Oasis with Break Free, everybody. And we're going to keep on rolling with the show. Next up on the mic is Holy Ghost Party by Christian Rapper. Here we go.
Young people, come on and stand up. We're going to catch the Holy Ghost Spirit up in here tonight.
Mr. 418!
Don't listen to what nobody else got to tell you. If you feel like the Holy Ghost going through your body, I want everybody to get up and praise with me.
Everybody, let's go.
Everybody, let your hands together and jump. Have a Holy Ghost start with me.
Come on.
Bring somebody and dance together and jump. Have a Holy Ghost start with me. Everybody, let your hands together and jump. Have a Holy Ghost start with me.
It's time to let them know that it's tornado. 418, so all my saints here, let's make the devil go. Time to kick them in the face, put them out of this place. Cause I don't play around at all when it comes to my space. So all my Christians here, wherever you stay. And I don't mean throwing up that gang sign play. I mean here and now, right on this holy ground. Time to put your hands up and tell them we don't play around. Here we go again, now talking to my friends. Trying to make them understand that I'ma do this to the end. So time to take it up a notch, hope we hit the right spot. Cause a Holy Ghost party that we know don't stop. So show me what you got. Just like the sun, I'm blazing hot. While I praise his name on the block, do all the problems that I go through. It doesn't stop me from doing things that I want to.
We can't stop.
Everybody, let your hands together and jump. Have a Holy Ghost party with me. Bring somebody and dance together and jump. Have a Holy Ghost party with me.
Get that water here.
Everybody, let your hands together and jump. Have a Holy Ghost party with me.
It's a new day.
Bring somebody and dance together and jump. Have a Holy Ghost party with me.
If I had a choice whether to live or die, I think I'd rather die first than come back alive. Ride the flat line like Steven Seagal and half past dead. I'm sure you already know this is a celebration. Also dedication, cause he's amazing. That's why I'm praising. I'm in amazement from the scriptures I read, especially that one they call Luke 4:18. It's got me pulled inside. How quick families divide till I actually realize what's going on inside. Cause the Lord is my shepherd, I have no fear. His grace and mercy is what got me here. I keep my life so buddy and friend. He's God, the beginning and the end. He's the reason for the season, so it's my duty to carry this out to all the people who need.
Let's go.
Everybody, let your hands together and jump. Have a Holy Ghost party with me. Bring somebody and dance together and jump. Have a Holy Ghost party with me. Everybody, let your hands together and jump. Have a Holy Ghost party with me. Bring somebody and dance together and jump. Have a Holy Ghost party with me.
100 miles and running. I keep
keep on going with the Lord on my side, so I keep on flowing. You can't tell me nothing when I get on the beat. As long as I got prayer with me, that keeps me in the street. Now I'm a soul survivor with one last chance, one last fight. All in one night trying to make things right. Young kids packed in the neighborhood subtracted, and nobody knows what happened. Now that we in the party, time to get naughty. Chilling in the club with my dudes and my shorties. You don't need an ID for you to get in, but if you come to my party, make sure you bring a friend. Because me without a party's conversing without laces, nerds without braces, words without spaces. It's a Holy Ghost party, a celebration. Before you walk through the door, I need your invitation.
Everybody, like your hands together. Just have a Holy Ghost party with me. Come on. Grab somebody and dance together and just have a Holy Ghost party.
All my people say,
everybody put your hands together and just have a Holy Ghost party with me.
Now get that going.
Grab somebody and dance together and just have a Holy Ghost party with me.
Hey, all my people wanna rock,
put your hands together and just have a Holy Ghost party with me.
Come on,
grab somebody and dance together and just have a Holy Ghost party with me.
All my people on the left, all my people on the right. Put your hands in the air, just praise tonight. We're gonna put them up, we're gonna praise his name. So all my people in the house, let's praise tonight. Come on.
All right. That was Christian Rapper with Holy Ghost Party. And if you're just joining me, you are listening to JHOM.org. That's the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. I am the presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and we're here for spiritual sessions with Sister Pastor McCarty, and this session is called Prayer. Everyone, we are going to keep rolling on with the show. Next up on the mic is I'm on.
We declare
OMW!
We decree.
Make some noise! I'm on! Come on!
Set me free!
Let's go!
I wanna be your prophet!
We declare! We decree! Holy Spirit! Reign in me! Set me free! Set me free! I wanna be! We declare! We decree! Holy Spirit! Reign in me! Set me free! Set me free! I wanna be! We declare! We decree, Holy Spirit, reign in me. Set me free, set me free. I wanna be. Let's go.
I'm on!
All right, that was I'm On by Remnants of Worship, and I didn't get a chance to tell you that in the beginning. Everybody, and of course, if you're just joining me, you're listening to JHOM.org. Okay, everybody, let's go back to the reading of the Word, because it is so, so, so important, and this is why we're here. The title of this show is Prayer, and we're coming from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 8th through the 15th verse, and I read in the mighty name of Jesus, and it says, and when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you that they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into a room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like a pagan, for they think they will be heard because of the many words. But do not be like them, for your Father knows what you needs before you ask him. This then is how we should pray. Everyone, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. So everyone, we need to forgive each other, and that's what we're saying within the prayer. This is the prayer, the ultimate prayer, the Holy Father prayer that Jesus said that we should pray this way. This is the prayer that God will recognize. So you don't need to have thousands of words and the right words or be able to speak in tongue or any of those things. God is not impressed by those things. He's actually saying the opposite. Do not do these things in front of other people so that you may receive the glory. Do it in private where I can see what you've done in secret. And those are the prayers he likes to answer. Those that no one knew you prayed about. Many you can say, how'd you get it? And you said, I prayed. All right, everybody. And that is the prayer to you. So if you ever get lost of how to pray, just repeat the Father's prayer. All right, everybody. It's time for the Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix. And this is God's Children. God's Children. This is what I thought about when I made the mix. Everybody, hold on to your hats. And here we go. All right, everybody, that was the Gospel House Mix for the week. Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix, God's Children. All right, everybody, if you're just joining me, you're listening to JHOM.org. That's the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of Prayer, Spiritual Sessions with Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet, myself, Sister Poochie. All right, and we're going to keep moving on with the show. Next up on the mic is Long Time Coming by Reverend Robert Sexton and the Blues Band Review. Here we go.
Satisfies both mind and soul.
Hey! Long time coming.
Yeah, two trains running, only one going your way.
Long time coming.
Yeah, two trains running down the track to Judgment Day. Satisfies both mind and soul.
Hey!
Long time coming. Yeah, two trains running, only one going your way.
Long time coming.
Yeah, two trains running down the track of Judgment Day.
Yeah. his answer satisfies both mind and soul.
Hey! Long time coming.
Get your dreams running. Only one going your way.
Hallelujah.
Long time coming. Get your dreams running down the track to judgment day.
Hey!
Long time coming. Get your dreams running. Only one going your way.
Long.
All right, everybody, that was Long Time Coming, Love is the Answer by Robert Sexton and the All-Star Blues Review. All righty, if you're just joining me, of course, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. And we're going to keep on moving with the show, but next up on the mic is our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem's Gospel Mix for the week, everyone. And the gospel mix and the gospel breaks, whether I do the gospel house break or DJ Shaheem is doing the gospel break, it is, the purpose of it is for you to concentrate on what the DJ, the musicians, the singers are trying to say for 15 minutes and get the message that DJ Shaheem and myself is trying to give to you through what we mix. The second thing is to praise and honor and worship and praise and honor and worship the Lord for 15 minutes consistently. If you don't like the music, if you don't like what's being said, just dedicate 15 minutes to praising the Lord. And let me say to you, the blessings will start raining down on your head. All right, everybody, let's let the praises go up and let the blessings come down with DJ Shaheem. And here we go.
It's the world's greatest DJ. You're listening to DJ Shaheem.
Okay, we're all in there.
Just think of one good time that you've been blessed. I'm sure you can find one thing that God has done for you. Now think of one more time that you've been blessed. I'm sure you can find more things to grow your gratitude. Sing it to the Lord and sing it again. Sing it, hallelujah, hallelujah, hey. To the Lord and sing it.
rocking your halo like a snapback, cause you hang with ghetto angels. She told me they won't catch you when you fall, you know this thing won't end well. Tell somebody shot the sheriff, if it's you, I ain't gon' pay bail. She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Wake up, wake. Wake up and get yourself to church, yeah. Church don't take no holidays. He said, I'll drive my anger in the storm until your tears leave away. Don't want these trees looking for beef, cause I was in love with a cold play. She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Wake up, wake. Wake up and get yourself to church, yeah.
Church 110%, they had your back when you was down. Don't forget, hello, away, Holy Ghost, bullet ricochet. Took some time to pray, when I'm in the streets today, make the devil stay away. Ain't got a faith, but you're blocking all your blessings when you're lying about your age. I can feel the spirit moving when I'm lighting up the stage. Who listening when you pray? It just depends on your taste.
She said,
tell me where you're running when that kitty ain't as warm as it was. I don't care who you praying to, I just pray you. What you seek is underneath that kingdom come and make them scream. Amen. From the congregation, I need the straight tag for my faces. And when they ask me where I'm headed, hella heaven, see those fastens. Straight to Mars, look at God.
She says, good morning.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be.
She says, good morning.
Fellowship.
Wake up, wake up.
Let's go.
Describes the rest. Everybody say, great. I want you to know wherever you need God's grace, it's always sufficient, on time, and exactly what you need.
Meant to kill me, sin to destroy me, and I thought that it would, and I thought that it was true. Cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me, and I thought that it was, and I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, 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 go. Yes, sir.
All right, everyone. That's our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, with the Gospel House Mix for the week. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to JHOM.org. That's the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. Okay, let's get back to the reading of the Word that's coming from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 8th through the 16th verse, to the 15th verse, I'm sorry. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus, it says prayer. This is about prayer, everyone. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of the many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Then this is how we should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be our name, your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as if we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive you. The last part of that prayer is, in thine is the kingdom, the power, in the glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' holy name. Everybody, we pray together. Amen. All right. Begin. Remember, the main thing that God wants you to know is, one, do not be like hypocrites and stand up and go on with these lofty prayers, because he already knows what you need before you start praying. Use this prayer as the prayer that you use, and then present your petitions to the Lord after saying the prayer, and end it in the name of our Savior Jesus. Everyone, this is the formula, because the people who are like hypocrites, as the scripture is saying, have already gotten their reward. They're not going to get anything else from God. But those who pray in secret have yet to see the glory that God is going to shower down on them for doing as he wishes. All right, everybody, this show is rolling down real fast. We're going to play a couple more songs. Next up on the mark is Victory by R4. And everybody, here we go.
We gotta do a song that you never heard before.
In the way I led, this ain't business, this ain't music, this is what I teach my kids. We never fold up, we never fall back, we never relent, and what you call that, it's being sold out. Above all that, we believe him and give it all back. I am perfect in my purpose, and my worth is in my service, and my thirst is for true worship, and you can learn about it all in my verses. I'm just a young boy from the south side of Chi-Town. I represent,
I never be his name, cause he showed me that there's nothing I should be.
Your swords, I overcome it all, better check my soul.
through him, you can feel my force. If you live like me in a unified force,
relentless forever, never going away. You could watch me die, see me go in the grave, see my flesh decay. Still, I'm never gonna fade in the back.
Wait. Bring that back.
I'm relentless forever, never going away. You can watch me die, see me go in the grave, see my flesh decay. Still, I'm never gonna fade. In the back of your mind, you gon' still hear me say.
Secret, the real reason that my faith has become good defense and good offense. I'm like Boston, I can't walk on while I'm being cautious. I'm not telling you to go rushing out, no thought, no plan, just busting out. But I'm telling you to stop standing still. The enemy alive with a plan to kill. Everything you are, everything you work, erase your life, erase your work. Wanna see you fall flat, reminiscing, looking back, how'd it happen like that? And it's all a blur, so don't live your life, strapped in fear, reach your goal, win your years. You are here, and you are here, you are here, and you are here.
All right, everybody, that was R4 with their song Victory. Aaron, we're going to keep on moving with the show. Next up on the mic is Looking Back by Renee Chaney, and here we go.
Over my life, looking back, over my life.
All right, here we go.
Looking
I'm just a man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. He knew the Lord's word, but it didn't help him in his presence, so he chose to live his own life away from God's presence. Got a girl pregnant, she became his first wife. 3 kids later, couldn't take commitment, he continued his own life. Met my mama as a teen, made her feel just like a queen. 10 months later, had my brother popping on the scene, but he wasn't ready to be a dad. He never did hug him, he repeated the cycle, left my mama by herself. But he did come back with his baggage in his hands, beat my mama in the head, made my brother be a man. He later cleaned up his act and asked my mom to marry him. She forgave his past sins and then she buried them. They got married in the sticks, I wish I could remember it, but I was just a kid growing up in mama's stomach. Then they became one that day, everything my mama prayed. You think they live happily, cause that's what the movies say, but in the movies they get paid. This is real life, no script to be read, so we keep praying that it gets better instead.
Over my life, looking back, over my life.
See, we speaking in tongues and we singing in runs, but it means nothing at all if we ain't speaking in love. Because mama cussed out daddy and then issued us hugs, and my mama had a problem controlling her mouth, but she was kind in front of company cause we was from the south. Yes ma'am, yes sir, but my mama called me inserts. Came to Pittsburgh and they like to call me inser. Met Jesus Christ and he called me new creature. Born again in this plane, got married to a man. I'ma show you love the only way I know I can. The generational sin, I took my marriage in a predicament where I have to learn love again. So I start at square one and that's the word of God. It says love is patient and love is kind. It says love is God and our God is alive. It does not envy, brag or boast, knowing God is the man. It's not proud or rude, it lets God be the ruler, not self seeking or easily angered. Teaching you to bear with your Christian family and strangers. It keeps no records of the wrongs you do. Not delighting in evil, but rejoicing with the truth. It's there to protect and it's always gonna trust. It's always gonna hope. Yes, that is love. And it always perseveres because love never fails. At the end of the day, when these three remain, you got faith, hope, and love stands above. While the other two can't even touch.
Over my life,
daddy told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. Now I'm left with the sins of my parents. I got the shame, the pride, and I struggle with the arrogance. My arrogance won't let Jesus Christ come in, cause mama taught me perfect perfection. You see, I imitated what I saw, repeated everything I thought. My parents loved the love I felt like many generations in the cycle I got caught. I'm not mad, mom and dad, but I can't pass on what I never did have. So I pass on everything I lack, and I pass that to my kids, and they pass it right back. It's a sad thing to see your kids carrying your slack. That's why I wish that we could bring it back to when I was a little girl. Create a different world where you tell me about Jesus, and you really try to teach him, and you really do believe him, and you show me in your actions, so I really do see him. And when you sin, show me how you ask for forgiveness, and like a babe, show me how you really wean it when you really leaning in repentance.
Looking back over my life, 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 looking back.
All right, everybody, that was Looking Back by Renekee Cheney. And next up on the mic is Zion by Kulina Nazareth. And here we go.
For our salvation, Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
Word from the Nazarite. It's hard being angel like. Demons picking fights left and right. Though my anger they ignite. I would not sin nor give in. They just trying to find my kryptonite. God forbid, remove them from my sight. I'm going blind, my path is turning black as night. But I'll be fine with Zion on my mind. The Lord will bring me to his light. So until I take flight, I take my pen and write about his might. Sort of light.
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but lie within my arms, one I rely on, one I can cry on in the midst of my storm. This hell and high water raging on, till you take them back to norm. I'm sick of sin in every form, no longer will I conform to the world. I transform, transform my mindset, shape and form. It's the least I can do for you, my rock, my life, my truth, my way through the narrow corridor that leads to the kingdom I'm striving for, that straight path, the low door. So I humble myself, crawling on the floor, till I'm honored before the Lord. It's my reward, I reach for it till I take it. I'm beaten, torn, and naked, mutilated. Sometimes I think I can't make it, but I took the good news and laced it. To my feet, now I'm racing, with my righteous breastplate in. Truth in my waist and my shield of faith to block the blows of Satan. My sword, God's word, got him shaking, and my helmet of salvation. Put him in his proper place, and
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
All right, that was Zion by Cooley the Nazareth, everybody, and we've come to the end of the show. I want you to remember the reading for the week, and it's really easy to remember the reading for the week because every day we should be praying to God and using the Lord's Prayer to pray to God. So it is, remember to read Matthew, the sixth chapter, the entire sixth chapter, but definitely concentrate on the 5th through the 15th verse. And we are going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with Society Hill Music featuring Patti LaBelle with How Great Thou Art. Our opening song is Donnie McClurkin, Agnes Dei. And everyone have a blessed, 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 blessed week. And I will see you next week. Peace, blessing. I'm out. Here we go. Thank you.